This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our friends at the Bureau of Labor Statistics shared with us the Producer Price Index this morning. Prices at the wholesale level, what suppliers charge retailers, up 0.7% in January, more than anybody had been guessing, and the biggest monthly jump since June. The year-on-year PPI is 6%, again, bigger than expectations. Now, what can that tell us? Marketplace's Lily Jamali spent her day digging into that.
Today's PPI figures come just 2 days after the CPI, reflecting consumer prices, came out. Different day, different data, all pointing to a reversal in inflation or disinflation. But there's a catch, says Tim Leary, senior portfolio manager at RBC Blue Bay.
We don't appear to be disinflating as quickly as some hoped.
Inflation is sticking around. Energy prices up 5% were the biggest driver in the rise of prices for goods. On the other hand, food prices for suppliers dropped 1% month over month, which Leary sees as a bright spot.
Over the last 12 months, food was one of the largest sources of inflation for Americans.
This brings us to why PPI matters, and not just to policymakers. Economist Leah Brooks of George Washington University explains.
You should care as a consumer about PPI because it's a hint about what's going to happen to your consumer prices in the future.
Brooks says PPI is an important window into what's happening in supply chains.
Like, I can now reliably get toilet paper at my Costco.
But she can't reliably get her preferred brand of tomato paste. Swings in producer prices are often traceable to supply chain disruptions. If PPI stays elevated, that hits revenues and profit margins, says Joe Brasuelis, chief economist at RSM.
And that's how you get to a point where unemployment increases. And at the end of the day, jobs are what we care about.
He says big picture, the latest PPI report shows policymakers are a long way off from declaring victory on inflation. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.